We know in the beginning of the parsha, we have the pasuk Vayivka Bamokim, that Yaakov Avinu came and he davened. You know, when he came to Haran, he went to Haran and then he went back to the Beis HaMikdash and he davened. And we know the Gemara tells us that each of the Avos made a different tefillah. Avraham made Shachris, Yitzchak made Mincha, and Yaakov made Meir. So when it says Vayivka Bamokim, it's talking about that Yaakov was tikein tefillas Meir. So Tosfos brings the story, the whole story in the Gemara, that he went first to Haran, then he said, is it possible that I went to the Mokim, she's Palu Avoisai, and I didn't daven there, so he went back, he got Tfitzas Aderech, he got back to the Beis HaMikdash, and he davened. After he davened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, is it possible that the Tzaddik came to the place of my Shechina, and he won't sleep over here? So Hashem made the sun set, and the sun went down, and then it became night, and he slept there. So, for Tosfos, I don't have this. The order of events is out of order. If it comes out that Yaakov davened, and then after he davened, Hashem said that he should stay here, so he made the sunset, so he didn't daven Ma'ariv, because it was still the day. The sun only set, and not only that, if you think about it, according to Yaakov, he didn't know that's going to happen, so it was really way into the day, and then it set, so how could that be Ma'ariv? Oh, says Tosfos, this is the source of plag. You see the idea of davening Meir after plag, and it's a right that that's the halacha, and Mimele, you can daven Meir after plag. Okay, that's what Tosfos says, and Tosfos even says an extra thing, says Adarabba toiv hu lispaul acher plag. Because if Yaakov Avinu made it daven after plag, it's a good tzach to daven after plag, like the one who founded the whole Meir in the first place. Yeah, and I'll just add in, it says on the side, Ein Piskei Tosfos Menachos Ois Kuf Yud Ches. So if you look over there, Rabbi Natam is really sharp about it. Rabbi Natam says, people who wait for late Meirivs are Hedyotim, because they're Machmer for nothing, and the Minga of Klal Yisrael is not to do that, and these people are Machmer on things which are not important to be Machmer. When it comes to important things, they're Mekel. The whole Musar Shmuz in Piskei Tos is over there. Fine. But anyways, we're going to get to the halacha part of this over here.
So what is
Rabbi Natam Shita is that you can say Kriya Shema also by plag, and that's it in Yoytze. He's the only Rishon that holds that way. And all right, that's a different Shmuz now, but we're not going into the Kriya Shema part of it. What we're going into is the Ikar Hadin here, that the Gemara says that we have a machlekes lemaisa. Rabbi Huda says you can daven plag. The Chachamim say you're not allowed to daven plag. You have to daven after tzeis. The Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, right? The Gemara Chav Zayin. If you do like him, it's fine. If you do like him, it's fine. Now there's a big machlekes here. Many Rishonim say, but you have to pick one man the Omer. The Rosh, Tosfos, they say, you have to be always, you know, the same. You can't start flipping around. One day you're doing Rabbi Huda, the next day you're doing the Rabbanon. You have to go constantly like one shita. Why? What's that?
According to Chum, if you daven after plag, you're not
yotze. Sure, of course.
Yaakov
Oh, yeah, Tosfos doesn't give a teretz for that. It's a good kash. You have to know how would the Rabbanan. It sounds to me like the pshat of the Rabbanan don't hold that's how the story happened. That's what I understand. In other words, according to the Rabbanan, the story must have been that was already night. Vayifka b'mokim, vayol en sham, kibo ha-shemesh goes back that it had set before even davened. But we don't hold like that. So that's what Tosfos is saying. The way we hold the story could be it was still the sun was up. So the Rosh brings it, Tzushtel, he says, just like we find that there's a machloikis, how many chulias in the shedra, how do you call it, vertebrae, I think, of the spine, have to be missing to make a shedra treif, and this applies to two dinim. It's a treif question, and it's also a tumah question. Because if you have a whole spine, it has tumas oil if it's together with the head, and if it's a broken spine, it doesn't have tumah. So it says in the Gemara that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued about it. Beis Shammai said that that only two links, two vertebrae are missing. Then it's treif. Beis Hillel said one is already treif. So it says in the Gemara that you could pick who you want. You could either paskin like Beis Shammai, or you're allowed to paskin like Beis Hillel. This is in the olden days. The Gemara says before they changed it that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that you are allowed to go with either one. But the Gemara says, don't change your mind in the middle. That means like this. If let's say you have a cow and it was missing one vertebrae. So you say, oh, I go with the sheet that it's kosher. Right? Then when the next time you're in a room with a shedra and it's missing one vertebrae, so we say, oh, according to your sheet that it's kosher, then it's a whole one. Then your tummy. So no, I'm going with the other sheet today. Today I'm going with the sheet that it's two. The Gemara calls them a rush. You can't do that. You can't switch on the day. Today I'm doing Beis Shammai. Tomorrow I'm doing Beis Hillel. Anyone who does that is a rush. So therefore the rush says the same thing should be over here. If one day he's doing like a Behuda, he's davening early Meir. The next day he's davening Mincha. Can't do that. That's the rush. The Meiri says, I don't agree at all. The Meiri says, I hold you could switch every day. Why? He says, because I'll give you a different comparison. I'll compare it to the din of Safek Tuma, Brishas Arab. What's the story? The story is that somebody got buried underneath the road, right? But we don't know if it was the northbound road or the southbound road. So the din is Reuven went on the northbound road and Shimon went on the southbound road. Right? They both came to a Rav. I don't know. Am I tummy? No, you're tar. He comes to the Rav. Am I tummy? You're also tar. Then each one of them went ahead and made challah. You can eat that challah and you can eat that challah. It's all tar. So Mimela, you see that if it's tahar, it's tahar. And it doesn't matter that you're bouncing around this way. You could go both ways. So therefore the Meiri says the same thing here. Today you can do this way, tomorrow you can do that way. They're both good.
He says the same thing by the Tuma and the Trefa?
Well, by the Trefa it's a Gemara. The Gemara says you're a Rasha.
So what would be the difference?
Oh, so very good. So the Stipler says, we better get straight. What is going on over here? When is it a Rasha and when is it okay? And why is Plag like the Shedra case? Or like the Tuma, what's going on?
One is facts and one is asking the Alachas.
Okay, you're getting to the thing. So he says like this. The answer is like this. We'll take one at a time. How is it that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing if this cow is treif? Right? Beis Shammai say it is treif, Beis Hillel says it's kosher. Why are you allowed to pick? What's this thing that you can pick? You can pick. Well, you can spin a thing. If it's a suffix, then it might be treif. How do you eat it? The answer is there's a din called El HaShoifet Asher Yiyah Bayomi Mahen, that you're allowed to go by your shoifet. And that is the mekoyer, that if it's your rav, if you're mekalim for your rav, then that's the psak. And he gives a few different cases like that. One is the famous thing of the Gemara, Bimkoymish Rabbi Eliezer, in Rabbi Eliezer's city, they used to make mila knives on Shabbos. If there was a bris on Shabbos, they would make the knife on Shabbos, because Rabbi Eliezer was matir. Everywhere else in the whole world, it was chil Shabbos. They give you skila for doing that. But in Rabbi Eliezer's city, they did it, right? And it says they were mayrich yomim, bizchus. They were so into mila. There are ma'arich yamim for that. How does that work? El ha-shefet ha-shiyah ba-yamim ha-heim. That's the shefet in that place. That's it. And the Chazon Ish writes, he brings from the Chazon Ish, that if a person has a rav, right, he was makabel, a certain rav, that is my rav, then whatever the rav says, that's the din for him, even if all the other rabbanim say the opposite. Right? And I guess I'll throw in, once I'm aray on it, a ma'isa shahoya, just a good ma'isa. The ma'isa was, if you know, in tells, the Rosh Hashivas held that you're allowed to wear a rain hat. You know, to wear a rain hat without an Erev. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Chuvis that it's Chil Shabbos. So there was a Talmud, his name is Rav Chaim Nussbaum. He's now the Menahel in Toronto of the Rabbi Brodsky's yeshiva in the high school. And he was a Talmud of Gifters. He used to wear a rain hat. So a person said, came over to him and told him, B'chol HaKavod, I know your yeshiva is a Choshev Yid, but he's not the God Al Adar. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, Chil Shabbos, you shouldn't be wearing that rain hat. So he said, no, he's my Rav, he's my Rosh Yeshiva. I go with everything according to my Rosh Yeshiva, I'm allowed to do it. So the person got into argument. So he was at a wedding, and he stayed in Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's house. So this Chaim Nussbaum, he decided he'll ask Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. So he says, what's the halacha if your Rosh Yeshiva is a mat or something, and you go by him, and the God Al Dor says it's skila? Are you allowed to listen to your Rosh Yeshiva? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, definitely, you're allowed to listen to Rosh Yeshiva. Fine, so he was happy. So that was at night. Before he left, the next morning, went back after the wedding. So he decided he better ask again, because he knows that his friend's going to give him tzaris. So he wants to make it very clear. So he chazered over, he said, I want to make sure I understand from the Rosh Yeshiva correctly, that even if it's the Gadol Ador, but if that's your Rosh Yeshiva, so Rav Yaakov said, that is exactly right. And then he said, Uvifrat, since your Rosh Yeshiva is Rav Gifter. He understood what the story was. And he said, Uvifrat, that your Rosh Yeshiva is Rav Gifter. So that's this din of El HaShofet Asheriyeh Bayom Imahem. So that's the thing. If you go with Beis Shammai, you go with Beis Shammai. You go with Beis Hillel, that's the makor of this din. Now let's go to the other din. Safik Tumah Birshus HaRabim is Tahar. What's the yesod of that din? Is the pshat, because of El HaShofet, nothing to do with El HaShofet, it has to do with the pshat that the Torah says, albeit that we don't know if you're Tami or Tahar, the din of Safik is that we're Makel. When it comes to Tumah, we'll go with Tahar. It doesn't mean that we don't know, but in spite of the fact we don't know, you're Tahar, because that's the din. Says that's now you'll already understand how come he's a Russia over there and by the Rishus Rabim is not. Pshat's like this, because by the case of the Shedra, you told me that that's your Psak, right? That's your Rav. So the Pshat is you're saying that the din is Vadai Azoy. Your Rav said that the missing one, Chulya, is okay. So that's your Rav. So that's the Psak. So you can't change tomorrow. That's your Psak. That's the din for you. If that's the din, if that's how the Psak is for you, so then you're a Rosh if you go the opposite way tomorrow. Masha Enkein by Sofik Tum Brishus HaRabim, it's not Pshat that we say that Vadai, this road was the Tar road, and the other road was the Tummy road. We're saying we don't know where the mace is, but since we don't know, it's okay. So it's true. He also doesn't know. So Mamel, that's also okay. There's no stira here. It all fits together. They're both maybes, and maybe is okay. That's how come, that's the chilek.
The Rav Alein can't do that. The Rav Alein can't do a chuchu.
Of course, the Rav of course can't. That's even more pashut. Because the Rav knows.
Right, but it's not because I'm Seimach on the Rav. I can't do anything which is a tartar sasri, Svara.
Well, here you could by the Tumah.
It's not tartar sasri, Svara, because we're not passing it. We're not passing it.
Oh, all right, right. In other words, here the pshat is me sofik, I'm doing it, so am I allowed to do it me sofik, so both are sofik. Right. And here, you're only allowed to do it.
It's an hoga.
That's right.
But here it's a chrob.
That's right. That's what he's saying, in other words. That's the same thing, right. So he's now bringing that back to the Mincha and Ma'ariv, to the plag. Dr. Stipler, that's where the argument is over here. The Me'iri is looking at it, that the reason why you're allowed to daven, like pick who you want, as far as plag, is because davening is drabanan, Mincha and Ma'ariv is a drabanan. And there's a klal, Bishal Soifrim Halich Achar HaMekel. When you have a Drabanan, the din is you go after the Mekel. It's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. That whenever you have a Machloikis, Bishal Soifrim, you go after the Mekel. And Zogt the Stipler, the Yesoid of that klal is the rule called Sveika Derabbanan Lekula. So the Meiri learns that it's like a case of Sveika Derabbanan Lekula. Always, by a Derabbanan, you're allowed to be Mekel Misafik. So Memela, it's like the Meiri says, it's like Safik Tumah, Bishas Rabim Tar. I'm not telling you what is Tar and what is Tami. I don't know. But even though I don't know, I can do it Misafik. So the same thing, Zok the Meir, it's the same thing here. I don't know who's right. I don't know if Rebuta's right. I don't know if their Rabbanan are right. But it's a question. Maybe it's time for Mincha now. Maybe it's time for Ma'ariv now. You can be Mekel. Misafik, you're allowed to be Mekel. You could say it's Ma'ariv time. You could say it's Mincha. So Mimela, it doesn't matter. Even if today you do Mincha, tomorrow you do Ma'ariv, it's no problem. You're not clashing. Masha Ein came, the Rosh, held that you would not be allowed to say Sveikin the Rabbanan Lekula here. He goes into that soon. Why not? The Rosh held that the pshat in this thing of David Kamar Ovid is that you can take his psak as your rav. You will not be allowed to do this misafik. The Rosh's shita is that misafik, you would not be allowed to daven mincha saying, I'm going with that shita, or Meyer because I'm a supik. And Misafik Lekula. The Rosh held that the only way you would be allowed to daven Mincha or Ma'ariv would be if that became your Psak Vadai. So Memela, the Rosh said, well, being that the only way you could daven, let's say you want to do early Ma'ariv, right? So you want to go with Rabbi Huda? So you're going to say, why am I davening early Ma'ariv tonight? Because maybe he's right. If you're not sure, you can't daven Ma'ariv. You want to daven Ma'ariv, you have to say, I'm a Kabbal Psak Rabbi Huda. Oh, if you already remember Kal Psak Rabbi Huda, then you can't change tomorrow to do like the Rabban. That is how the Stipler sets it up. So it turns out he's saying like this, the machloikis between the Meiri and the Rosh is how vadai do I have to be to use Rabbi Huda's head, right? I want to do early Meir. The Meiri learns, you don't have to be vadai. You could say, I don't know, I'm using Rabbi Huda's head to me, Sofik, Sofik the Rabban, Lekula. And therefore, tomorrow, no stira, tomorrow say, I like to don't know. So today I'm going with the other kula. But the Rosh holds, you can't use somebody's kula misafik to daven ma'ariv. You have to, if you want to daven ma'ariv, you have to be vadai. So memela, you're not vadai until you say that you're paskin with him. Once you said that, you can't change tomorrow. That's how he has to explain.
You say suffik to Rabban Kula by machokis?
By a machlekes rabbanim. Well, he brought a good gemara. The gemara says it. The gemara in Avodah Zarah is mamish on that. Bishel soifrim haleich achar hamekel is mamish on when there's a machlekes. It says you could go with a mekel sheet. So, sorry, that's okay. Oh well, Stipler says that's his. He says the pshat in the gemara there is that you're doing out suffik rabbanim lekula. That's not printed in the gemara. The Gemara just says, Michelle Soifri Malachachar Amekel, that's all. But it doesn't say that it's because of Sakh the Rabbanan Kula. That the Stipler adds it. Okay, that's why Mamish is going to get to that in a minute, right now.
So, you can pick a rub for every halach you want, a different
rub? Oh, you want to know for a different halachic, you have a different rub. It sounds like you could.
You take Bishami for this, but we're going to pass away Brazil
for a totally different thing. Yeah, you see from there you could. Right. I once told somebody this lemaise. I said, somebody asked me, if let's say I have one Rav who I ask him everything in Ashkaf, I have another Rav who I ask for halacha. Is that a problem? I told him, no problem. Kibbal alav Rav zeh for Ashkaf. Kibbal alav zeh la halacha. That's like what you're saying. Same kind of thing. But here you see even in halacha. You could say, for this halacha, I went. The shaila is, are you allowed to go around and always pick out the Rav who's the most makel? For every single thing. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I don't know already.
Taking on a Rav, you know, a personal Rav.
They hear by the Tumah,
right there, because it's the same Shayrish.
Shayrish,
right. But if it's a new, totally different halacha,
right.
Can you switch?
Yeah, but he's really extending this, like, Shayfa to Shia Biyam, hanging to it.
a lot of things.
Yeah, he's extending it. I mean, usually a rav is a personal rav that knows you personally, you know him personally.
The main words mean that you only go by the shevet of that doer, and you don't have to worry about the shevet from a different doer. That's a pashut. And he's saying that it goes on all these things. Right. Yeah. He's probably coming from Svarim. He's Mikatzer.
Rashi says by Kula Beisham and Kula Beisil, that you're not a Rasha because you could say it would be these three really and this like Beisham.
Yeah, I don't remember that. That's a Rashi?
Yes. Is that what the
Rebbe said? That's already a different thing. We didn't go into that.
You're not a Rasha. You could say I paskin like Rebbe Yisham this and Rebbe Yankim like this.
For different things, I hear.
When you have a yachid and a rav or a klal that tells you to pass from like one.
That's it. Then it's over.
So why wouldn't we say that over here? You have Rabbi Yehuda who's a yachid.
That's only. You're right. That's only because the Gemara said we're not paskening like the rabbin. If not for that, we would have to go with the rabbin. But the Gemara says befeirish, we're not paskening.
Could it be only on the same day?
So the Meiri writes that even though I said you could switch around, but not on the same day. That's another shmuz, why it's worse on the same day. But it's true, he does say that. So now the next step in the stipler is, what's Taka wrong with Safik Drabbanan Lekula? Why Taka can't you use the Meiri's way? What's wrong with the Meiri's way? The Meiri wants to do it mitzad Sovik Derbanan Lekula. It might be time for Ma'ariv.
A dark Impala is blocking the driveway. Somebody can't get by. He's parked in the rough spot. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay, so Al Kapanim, it comes out that the Meiri Lechar is the easier one to hear. The Meiri says, "Well, just daven Ma'ariv al tzafik the Rabbanan Lekula." Right. So why isn't that a good reason? Why do you need to paskin? What's wrong? So that's the kasha the stipler asks. What's pshat in the Rosh? By the stipler, the Meiri is the easier one. Lechayra tzafik the Rabbanan Lekula. Today I'll be maker like this. Tomorrow, why does the Rosh say you have to paskin? Okay. So on this hour, you could look over there. I'm not going. The stipler has a whole long teretz. Why the Rosh didn't want to use that Safik Rabbanan Lekula. I want to go into two other answers. Why? The first one I want to say over is a Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi is in, he has a siman on Shvis. It was Nogea Lamaisa in his day. You know, it was a huge tumult. People were in Eretz Yisrael. There was a whole shmuz about Shemitah. So the Beis HaLevi has a whole long siman all about if Shemitah's deraisa and what you can do and a lot of different things. So in there, he's talking about what got him into it is because one person wrote a thing that you don't have to worry about Shemitah. Why not? Because there is a machloikis in the Rishayin in which year is Shemitah, right? I mean, Lamaisa, we all go with the Rambam nowadays. But there is a machloikis, it could be a year off. So he said, you'll just, it's a Durabon Shemitah. So every year you push off Shemitah to the other year. This year, you say, it might not be Shemitah. Savik Derbanan Lekula. Next year, this year also could be it's not Shemitah. So Savik Derbanan Lekula on that too. So that's it. Goodbye. There's no more Shemitah. So the Beis HaLevi has a long arichas to shlug that up like Gamri. So in that shmuz, he says the following yesod. He says that there's a stira in rans. There's two rans that are a stira. There's one ran on the sugya of a seba. You know that really me'ikra din, we all do a seba when we drink the four kaises. Really, that's not according to the Gemara. According to the Gemara, you only do a seba by two kaises. And it's a machlaikis which, first or last. So the Ran says over there, maybe you should be mekel and do no a seba, because it's a drabbanan. So on the first one, savik drabbanan lekula. On the last one, savik drabbanan lekula. So the Ran says, you can't do that. Because then you're oiker, no one will do a seba anymore. You can't oiker a mitzvah to its entirety. You can't do such a thing. You can't be oiker a whole mitzvah legami. So memele, you have to do the other way. You have to do a seba by offer. Then there's another ran. There's a ran in Beya. There's a shaila about grinding up spices. You're allowed on Yom Tif, you're allowed to do tchina on spices. So the Gemara says, why didn't you do it Erev Yom Tov? Why would we let you to grind it up on Yom Tov? So the Gemara gives two answers. One answer is because you don't know which spice you need. Depends on, I don't know, whatever, what people like. Or you don't know in advance. So you have to do it. The other answer the Gemara gives, because if you grind it up, it's not as powerful. So the Gemara says, my ikka benayu. So the Gemara, two nafkaminas. One is, let's say you did know what you're serving. So then that answer doesn't work. The other one is marika. Marika stays powerful even for an extra day. So that's the two nafkaminas. So the shaila is, how do you paskin here on these? On the other spices, there's no shaila. But what do you do about the marika or about the spices which you knew that you're going to cook tomorrow? Are you going to be makel or machmer? So the Ron says that you're, even though we say sfeika the rabban and lekula, you're only allowed to do that if your one is makel and one's machmer. Then you can do halich achar hamekel. But if one's makel here, machmer there, and one's makel here, machmer there, so who's the makel? He's makel on that. He's makel on that. Nobody's really the makel, because each one, it's like a seesaw. You know, if you're makel on that, you're machmer on that. You're makel on that. So memela, you can't say halich achar makel here. So the kasha is, well, that's not the same thing the Ron said over there. What happened? Over there, the Ron said that the pshat is because the whole mitzvah is going to disappear. It's mashma. That's like you have to preserve the mitzvah, right? Who needs that? According to the other Ron, you could just say that since he's makel there and machmer, he says, do a seba here or not here. He says, do a seba here or not here. So there's no makel machmer really here. It's you're makel here, machmer here. That's not called sabik derabana lekula. Why did he switch the reason? Or let's say it in a different way. In the case of the spices, the whole mitzvah won't be taken away. There's no mitzvah that will be taken away. But he's still saying you're not allowed to say halich achar mekel over there. Anyways, because if you're mekel here machmir, you don't say it. So why didn't he use that by the case of the arba kaisis? That's the steer he asks. So because of this steer, he says a yesoid. He says you're mixing up two rules. They have nothing to do with each other. There's a rule called Sfeika D'Rabbanan Lekula. There's a different rule called B'D'Rabbanan Haleich Achar Hamekel. And he explains, he says like this. When you have a personal suffix, because you don't know, like did milk fall into this thing, or Ashayla that happened to you, that's called Sfeika D'Rabbanan Lekula. But if the issue is it's a machloikis between two opinions in Shas, between two Amaroim or whatever, Tanoim. He says the din is fake, the Rabbanan is really lechumer in such a thing. Being that there's a beferish a day in the Gemara to be machmer, you can't get away with the rule. The fake, the Rabbanan kula doesn't apply there. It would be lechumer. Over there, you need to come to a totally different rule that the Gemara says, Bishel Soifrim, when it comes to a Rabbanan, we're making our rule in Psak, Halicha Achar Mekel, whichever Tana is the Mekel, Halacha Kemoisei.
Like Aveilus.
Like we have right by Aveilus. Halacha Kemoisei Mekel Be'al. That's that idea. It's two separate Klolim, and each one won't work in the other. The rule of Safek Derabbanan Lekula can't work by Machlekes, because there it's like Derabbanan Lechumer. And Bishal Soifrim, Halicha Achar Mekel only works when there's a Mekel, when there's a Paisik. It won't work on a Shaila that happened in your house. Memela Zok the Beis Halevi, that's why you'll see, if you look carefully, in the words of the Ran, he changed. In Psachim, he called it Safik the Rabbanan Lekula. In Beya, he called it Halicha Achar Mekel. He said, you look inside the Ran, you'll see that. And the reason is like this, because in the Haseba thing, in the issue of being masive, the story was that Rav Nachman said clearly that you're masive by certain two. And then they didn't remember what he said. So that's called Sfeika the Rabbanan Lekula. That's a shtickel chiddush. Because It is a shaila in halacha, but it's not a machlik, it's not two paiskim. It's a shaila, what did Rav Nachman say? So over there, it's an issue of safik derabbanan lekula. So the Ran says, really, the rule is safik derabbanan lekula. When you do these cases, you should be mekel. When you do those cases, you should be mekel. But the Ran says, but Lamai said the homies will disappear. Can't do it, so you have to be machmer. But that's all by the rule of safik derabbanan lekula. But when it comes to the sugya in Beya, it was a machlekes between two amoroi. One said the heter is because you know what you're going to cook. The other amoyer said the heter is because it gets weaker. In that case, you can't use the rule of safik derabbanan lekula at all. Because when it's a amoyer as machmer, you can't use that rule. So the rule is the psak halacha is like the mekel. So Zok Duran, very gishmak. Who's the mekel? Who's the mekel? You can't say he's the mekel or he's the mekel. It's, they're both mekel, one case and machmer in the other. So you can't paskin. So Memela there, the Ran said that you bechlal can't paskin, because the whole idea is to paskin like the mekel. You can't do it over here. There's no official mekel. Mashenkin in the other Gemara of Haseba, it's not an issue of paskin like anybody. It's not. It's a question of suffix. I don't know what he said. So maybe we should be mekel. So over there, etzem it's taka good taina. You should be mekel both ways, except that there's a new thing that the mitzvah will be about. Achar kol advarim hoele. Now let's get back to the plag issue. Over in plag, it's a machlekes tanoim, Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim. So really the din would be safik derabbanan lechumra. Really the din would be safik derabbanan lechumra according to the Beis Halev. The only thing you would be able to use is halech achar hamekel, to paskin with the mekel. But you have the same issue here. Who's the mekel? It's a two-way street, because if you go through Rabbi Yehuda, it's very nice for early Ma'ariv, but it's very machmer for very early Mincha. You can't, you have to. If you go through Rabbanan, it's very nice for Mincha, and it's shver for Ma'ariv. So there's no Mekel. So Memela, you cannot use, there's no rule available for you over here. So Memela, the Rosh could hold like that Shita, that you cannot say Savik derabbanan lekula by a mincha ma'ariv shaila, like plag. You also can't say halecha achar mekel either, because there is no mekel. So the only thing you can do is pick a tana and go with him, as a psak. That's the only thing you can do. Like you could pick Beis Shammai, or you could pick Beis Hillel. That's the only thing you can do. So therefore, the Rosh is saying gishmak zok the Rosh. Okay, if you picked him, then you picked him. That's it. That's your rav. If that's your rav, you can't change tomorrow. Mashenki the Meiri, fine. He holds you could say safik derabbanan lekula. He holds that the idea, that's how the Stipler explains the Meiri, that the Meiri learns that halecha achar mekel is simply safik derabbanan lekula. And that's how the Meiri would look at the whole idea of halecha achar mekel. Mashenki the Rosh would look at it the way that the Beis Halevi said. So therefore, the Rosh held that you have to pick a rav and that's it. That's my first hatzah to explain the machlekes between the Rosh and the Meir. But now I want to go to another shot that you could say. The Emes, at first, I mamish had a tema gedoyla. I did not really understand what the stapler meant. He's saying that the idea of davening after plag, you want to daven an early Ma'ariv, the Meiri is looking at it like Sveika derabbanan lekula. Is that the din? If you have a sveika about davening, is the din that you go lekula, that you can daven? If somebody has a question, he has a doubt, can I daven? He has an issue, right? Some kind of suffix. Can I daven Shemoyna Esrei? So we tell him, it's a suffix. So what's the din? Can you daven? You cannot daven, right? It's a befer shalach. I mean, you have it all over. It's basically the idea of safik brachas lahakal, right? If you don't know if you can say a bracha, or you can say shemoneh esrei, or whatever, then you don't do it, right? That's, for example, let's just give an example. It says, let's say, safik hispal, right? I don't know if I davened already. So the Rambam says, asur lihispal, you can't daven over. There's an eitz, the Rambam said, the eitz is, you do nedava, you say, in case I have already davened, but let's say, for instance, it's Shabbos. The rule is Shabbos cannot have a nedav. On Shabbos, you cannot menadav. You can't do an extra. So a person has a question. I don't know if I daven the musaf today. I don't know if I daven whatever it is, right? That's it. You're also least pal. You can't daven over. So what is, I didn't understand. What is the stipler saying? Such an idea that the Me'iri is looking at it, that we don't know what the din is, if it's like Rabbi Huda or the Rabbanan. So it's after plag, right? So I don't know if it's Ma'ariv time now. So we Savik Rabbanan Lekula, Davin Ma'ariv. What's that supposed to mean? That's not the din. The din is that when it's a, what you have to worry about a Brachal Vatali. You're not allowed to daven misafik. It's not like most rabbanon is taka lekula. If you have a safik rabbanon, if this meat is kosher or whatever, different things like that. So okay. Taka safik rabbanon is lekula.
So according to that kasha, according to that halakha, I don't know if it's going to be mitaretz. Yeah. You couldn't daven during that time.
You shouldn't be able to daven right at all. That's the usual when you have a safik. So bishlama. What I'm trying to say is like this. Bishlama, the way that we're learning in the Rosh, that you're picking a Rav, very geschmack. So I picked Rabbi Yehuda to be my Rav, so there's no suffix. I'm doing what he says. But the stipler wants to learn in the Meiri that it's not, you're not picking a Rav. You're just saying everyone's good. Rabbi Yehuda's good, Rabban's good, I don't know who's right, so Mamela, I'm just being maker like everybody. What kind of thing? You can't do that. If you don't know, then you're not allowed to daven.
Even on Safik Rabbanon, if I could do later and not be Safik, I'm still...
Oh, you mean another reason, like sort of like Yesh Loi Matir, like you could wait. It's like the idea of Toshish Matir, I hear. That would also be good har. Sometimes we say if it's a Tircha, then it's not, you know, I hear, but if it would be easy, I hear, that's another good child. Okay, so this bothered me a lot.
Even though it starts off as Safik Rabbanon, you're not makel, but now it's nighttime.
Okay, but you see, I'll give you an example. Let's say you have a suffix if the classic example the Rambam gives. He's an androgynous. He's a suffix if he has to get a bris. Right? So we say, you have to give him a bris. Suffix mila, you have a suffix deraisa. Suffix deraisa, you still don't make a bracha. Can't make a bracha. In other words, we don't say, oh, so what's pshat? So at first, I went with one derech. Finally, at the end, I realized the correct derech. But first, I think this is also correct thing, what I'm saying now also. There's a real shver taisvis. This is a taisvis says that if it's bein hashmashes, you're allowed to be mevorech with and say sphere. Why? Zoktais is Safik Drabbanan Lahakal. Safik Drabbanan Lakul. So the Sfas Emes, right on the spot, says, impossible. I can't believe Tais said such a thing. What do you mean, Safik Drabbanan Lakula? Okay, maybe you could be Yotzi Sphere, but you can't make a bracha. Safik Drabbanan Lakula, you're Safik Bracha's lucky. You're not allowed to make. So he says, probably Tais is Lav Dafka. He meant you could say Sphere without a bracha. He calls it Levarich. He means just to say sphere, but it's impossible. Taisa really means you make a brach. But Lamaisa, in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura, it says that the minhag olam is that they make a bracha by bein hashmashes. So the shaila is, what is the pshat over here? How could it be that we're going to make a bracha misafik? Now, all right, there is a shita of the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua learns up, and it could be that he's muchach to be true in the Ri, that the whole klal, Safik brachas lahakam means you're allowed to be mekel, but you're also allowed to do it if you want. Shita sa Pnei Yeshua, because he found two taisvis in that seem to say that. There's a taisvis on Daf Yud Beis and a taisvis in brachas Daf Mem Dalid that say, seemingly, that if it's a Safik Brachas Lahakal, it means it's just for your convenience. If you don't want, you don't have to say it, but you could say the Brach. So very nice, according to Pnei Yeshua, and those two Taisvis in, so you could say the same thing, Safik Brachas Lahakal, you don't have to, but if you want, you could say Sphere now, and you can make a Brach. But that's very nice for the Pnei Yeshua and two Taisvis in. But that's not the Din. The Din is Beferish in Mishnah Brura, that if you have a Suffolk brachas, it is usur to say the brach. So how could it be that the minig is that you make a brach on Sfir Sayim? So what it seems from here is a yesoid gadol, which we're going to see, there are other dugmois of the same thing, that this that we say, that Suffolk brachas, that since it's only a Suffolk, it might be a brach levatal, you can't say it, hani mili, if the bracha that I am now saying is discharging a Suffolk chiv, like a usual normal case of Suffolk brachas, right? I don't know if I'm supposed to make a bracha, because let's say maybe I already made one. So if I will be saying this, I'm discharging a possible bracha. So that's only a possible, so it might be levatal. No, we won't let you do it. But if the bracha that I'm saying now is discharging a vadai chiv, then even if the bracha that I'm saying might not be valid, you can't call it levatala. It's not in vain, because it is definitely pattering my chiv. For example, Sfir Soimer. There's no question about it that I'm going to have to make a bracha tonight sometime, whether it will be Ben HaShemashis, or whether I'm going to wait till Tzeisa Kechavim, wherever it's going to be, I am definitely going to be chayev to say Asher Kitchanu tonight. And now when I say it Ben HaShemashis, I'll take care, I'll patter up my Vadai Chiv. Even though the Vadai Chiv is not for sure here right this minute, because it's only Ben HaShemashis. You can't say that for sure. Now I have the Vadai Chiv. But it's doing me a p'tur on a Vadai Chiv that for sure would have come. Because now that I say the bracha now, we'll say, okay, that's it. You're yaitzi. That's it. No more bracha. Safik bracha zaki, you already did a bracha. No more chiv for tonight. So it pattered up a Vadai Chiv. That is not called levatola. That's not called in vain. Because it definitely did something for me.
Not on the thought that you're not yotze then.
Yes.
In the afternoon,
yeah.
If you make your brachim sometime earlier than plag, you definitely would not be yotze.
True. But now the halacha will be.
It might be that it's earlier in the day.
Right. But in other words, halachically, in other words, if I say the bracha now, Ben HaShemashis, correct? And let's say I say a real long bracha, right? And takes me from Ben HaShemashis all the way till Tzeis HaKechavim. And now I'm about to say Hayoim Yoim, whatever, right? I'll ask her, should I say another bracha? She's like, no. Right? That's it. You said one, that's it. So it comes out that the bracha that I said in Metzias is saying no more bracha. That is your bracha. No, you don't need to say a bracha.
If I would say the bracha prior to Ben HaShemashis,
then it was pasul legamri. Then it's pasul. I have to make another one, right? If I make the bracha before Ben HaShemashis, the bracha is pasul. I have to make a brand new bracha. But now that I said the bracha Ben HaShemashis, so it's a suffik. It's good. So this suffik good bracha is taking away from me my vadai chiv. So it's doing a definite gain. So it's not called levatol. That's l'chayr, the big yesod you see over here. And with this,
if it's a suffix where they have to repeat Birchas Hamazon, and someone else has a vadai, you're still allowed to say the Birchas Hamazon.
Well, there it's already a case.
So it's not levatol.
Oh, you mean that's what you mean. Because there it's, once you see it's called, once you do it, it's not called levatala. Once it has a purpose, say it's similar, yeah.
Right.
But the purpose calling you for the future, no? Not only works for the future, you make a bracha now, but it's good. A pata de bracha for tonight, for your zayinah.
Right.
But if you have a subject where you made the bracha 5 minutes ago, it serves no purpose to bracha now.
Right, in other words, that's right. If I already maybe have made the bracha, then taka, it's also to make another bracha, because that might be levatala, because it could be there's no chiv. But if there's a vadai chiv here, and this suffik bracha will take away the vadai chiv, then it's not called levatala. And with this, you could answer a kasha that I saw in a kuntris that it's called Shiras Rosh, a kuntris that came out recently. He asks a kasha between two Mishnah Brewers he doesn't understand. There's one Mishnah Brewer that says like this. The Mishnah Brewer paskins that this is Negeh Lamaisa, that, you know, many shuls daven early Friday. They daven early Ma'ariv on Friday. So the Mishnah Brewer's shita is you're only allowed to do that if you made sure to daven mincha before plag. But on the same day, to daven mincha after plag and also Ma'ariv early, you're not allowed to do it unless it's a shas adchak gadol. And he has another word, I can't remember, he has three words. Bidi eved vishas adchak gadol. And it's the only way you could have a minion. Then you could do it. Which could be, there are cases of that. But he's very against that. But he says, what could you do? You could do mincha after plag and do ma'ariv bein hashmoshes. That already isn't such a stira. He still doesn't take off all the words. He says it's still, I think, b'di'evid, but it's not shasat chag gadol anymore. Then it's only b'di'evid. So in the Be'er Halacha he says, why? So he says, because that's not such a big stira, because you could claim you're doing totally like the Rabbanon. How's that? I'm doing like the Rabbanon that mincha I did before shkia. And ma'ariv, I'm doing bein hashmoshes. How can you do ma'ariv bein hashmoshes? It's only suffix. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ayin sviyasa oimer. Look by sviyasa oimer that you're allowed to do sviyah during bein hashmoshes, so you could also do ma'ariv bein hashmoshes. Now, he asked the stira, because the Mishnah Berurah by mincha on a weekday. Mishnah Berurah says there's different levels of how late you can daven mincha. He says, really, you're supposed to daven mincha totally before shkia. Bidi eved, you could daven mincha up to 13 minutes after shkia. After 13 minutes, we can't stop you. If you went ahead and started anyways, yours al mi lismoich. He doesn't really like it. He holds that you shouldn't do it that way. But Lamaisa, the Ramah, once it gets to the final Bein HaShemoshes, which is, or the late Bein HaShemoshes, or Bein HaTam's Bein HaShemoshes, then it's Aser to daven mincha l'chol ha'deis. So, the Shiras Rosh says, Aruchap, why? Why can't we use the Sfiras Oimer Heter? Just like you can use the Sfiras Oimer Heter for Ma'ariv, that you're allowed to do a suffix, you know, Ma'ariv. So why can't the person do Mincha with the Sfiras Oimer Heter? B'tzarchin. In other words, why is it when it's Bein HaShemoshes, the Mishnah Berurah does not have any problem? I mean, shouldn't say no problem. He says you could hear to say that you could use the Sfiras Oimer Heter of using Bein HaShemoshes. So then why can't the guy say, I'm using the Sfiras Oimer Heter for Mincha? But according to what we explained, it's mamish clear. The pshat is like this. What is the Sfiras Oimer Heter? The whole Heter of Sfiras Oimer is, because what I'm doing now is going to pater avadai chiv. Because tonight is coming. I'm going to vadai have to say bracha on Sfiras Oimer. So this is patering avadai chiv. So the same thing, the Mishnah Berurah says Ma'ariv is the same thing. If I daven Ma'ariv bein hashmoshes, I am with my Ma'ariv, I am patering a varechiv because tonight is going to come. And a varechiv Ma'ariv is going to come on me. So Memela, that's okay. But by Mincha, the issue is, you might be pater from Mincha. It might be gone. Mincha's yesterday. It might be already. So you cannot say there's a varechiv Mincha. Alzeh anudanim, you might not have a chiyav mincha. So you stam want to go ahead and make a suffix mincha? Might be bachalat tala. Can't do it. That's l'chayr mamish. You see the same is said over here. And there's another case also. All right, it's a little bit too late to go into. There are more cases of this same yisoid that when you are patering a vadai chiyuv, then it's not called the bachalat tala. So Im Kain, that could be pshat in what the stipler was saying, that when you daven Ma'ariv in the suffix zone between plag and night, it wouldn't be a problem of bracha l'batala here, because night will for sure come, and Memela, what I'm saying Ma'ariv now, paters me from my for sure chiv. But after I was all happy about this, I realized that I only solved half of the problem, and I forgot about the other half of the problem, because it answers very nice Ma'ariv, but it totally doesn't answer Mincha. Because based on the same lumdis that I'm saying, how is any Jew allowed to daven mincha after plag? You know, there's a famous maisa with the Kloizenberger Rebbe that he davened mincha after plag by Rabbi Yehuda's kever. And then he felt all bad that it was a chutzpah that he davened mincha by Rabbi Yehuda's kever after plag in front of Rabbi Yehuda. So then the next day he came back again, he davened mincha before plag. But I'll upon him, how does any Jew daven mincha after plag? If the stipler is looking at a suffix, so all the swars I just said will be farkert over here. Because maybe it's too late. So mimela, that can't be pshat in the stipler. So what I think the right pshat in the stipler is, and later I found a raya brura from the stipler himself, and 15 simonim later, that the stipler himself says that the klal of Safek the Rabbanan Lekula and the klal of Achar Halech Achar Hamekel, he himself says, is not the same rule. That the din of Safek the Rabbanan Lekula is not as powerful as the din of Bishal Soifim Halech Achar Hamekel. And he says that where's the nafkamina? He says the nafkamina is, let's say, a person doesn't know where he's up to in Shemoneh Esrei, but we say no harabim. Yeah, there's a case that's a lashon that the Michtav El Chizkiyo starts off. He has a whole paragraph. He writes, he apologizes. This shayl should never happen. This should have never happened to anybody. But Bavinu say no harabim, it did happen. Somebody was up to the words bimheira v'yameinu. How many times does it say bimheira v'yameinu in Shemoneh Esrei? Three times. It says it in V'la Malshinim. It says it in V'li Yerushalayim, and it says it in at the end, Shehibana Beis HaMikdash B'Meher V'Yameinu. And this person has no idea. He just knows he's up to B'Meher V'Yameinu. Now, what is he supposed to do? So the B'Kitzer, somebody wanted to bring a raya. That's Mamish, the Chai Yadam's Lashon. Exactly. Misnamim Tzvilosim. Yeah, Mamish the case. So B'Kitzer, somebody wanted to bring a riot to the Shaila. What's the issue? Because whatever I do, I'm in trouble. If I'll do from the first Bimher V'Yameinu, maybe I'm saying Brachos V'Atal, because I already said it. If I'll go to the later Bimher V'Yameinu, then maybe I'll be also saying Brachos V'Atal, because I missed part of Shemoneh Esrei in the middle. So what do you do? Whichever way you go, it's going to be a Brachos V'Atal. So what should you do? So somebody wanted to bring a raya, because there's a taisvis that brings a case that a person is up to Shema Kolein. And then he realized that he made a mistake in Vilirushalayim. He forgot to save St. Talamot or whatever. So there's a machloikis in the Gemara. Can you just go out of order and just say Baruch Aleinu right now? Right before Shema Kolein, stick in Baruch Aleinu right here. So one Mandor says, no, you have to do it in order. You have to go all the way back to Baruch Aleinu and do everything all over again. The other Amoyer said, no, you can just stick Baruch Aleinu, say it now. So Taisus says, being that we don't know, it's a Safik Brachas, it's a Safik, so Halech Achar Mekel, just be Mekel and say Baruch Aleinu right here. So somebody told the stipler, here you have a Raya. What do you mean? In case you're wrong, in case the other Amoyer is right, then your whole rest of your Shemoneh Esrei is a Brachah L'Vatala. So you say, you don't worry about that. You just do the easier one. You just do the last brachos. Same thing, B'Meher V'Yameinu, go to the last B'Meher V'Yameinu. The stipler told him back, no tzushtel. Safek, the Rabbanan Lekula, is one rule. There, you're Haleich Achar Amekel. You're going after an Amoyer. So you're Soimechan. That you could do. That's how come you don't have to worry about the brachos of Atal at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Because when you say the Baruch Aleinu right here by Shema Kaleinu, you're doing what Amoyer said. So that's not a brachos of Atal. And he says, he writes there, and that's the same thing by plag. He writes that. He says, when you're doing by plag, you're being soimechan Amoyer, and therefore it's better. That's why you're allowed to do it. So the direct answer to my kasha is, how do you daven mincha and ma'ariv after plag, and you're doing like him, it's a suffix. The answer is, the stipler also knows the answer. It's not a regular suffix, derbanu kli. You're right. Then you wouldn't be able to do it. It's that you're going with an Amoyer. The stipler himself said that it's Safik Rabbanan Lekula. The answer is what he means is that the Rabbanan give you permission to go like this Amoyra mi Safik. They give you a Beferish permission. In other words, the Rosh says you have to pick an Amoyra and Paskin like him. So you pick Rabbi Yehuda, he's my Psak, and that's it. You can't go away. The Meiri holds, you get a special heter of Chazal, that being that there's two shitas, you're allowed to go with any shita you want, mi Safik. But not out the regular din of Safik, the Rabban and Lekula. Because if it would be out the regular din of Safik, the Rabban and Lekula, you can't do that. It's Safik Brachal Batala. It's a new rule that Chazal said, it's similar to Safik Rabban and Lekula, but it's a stronger rule. Being that there's two opinions, Halech Achar Mekel, you have permission from Chazal to be Mekel like him, Misafik. And that rule allows me to have no problems of Brachal Atal. That's the din. Is Memela, that's the proper pshat in the stipler. So the bottom line at the end of the day is when we daven a plag, according to the Rosh, you have to paskin like him. And according to the Meiri, it's a heter of going with the Mekel, even though it would have normally been a Safik Brachal Batala, that is the heter of Halech Achar HaMekel.
Yeah, if you went to the day, wrong, let's say a guy,
missed in the middle, yeah.
So he brings that the Rosh says it's a Brachal Batala. He brings some that are Mekel on that.
Because
you didn't do the Hosh Manasseh.
It's not considered it.
That's what he brings. He does bring some Mekel.
But he says that a lot of readers are saying about this, the Brachal Batala.